Missed anything on the show? Download the Christy and Podge podcast at hit.com.au or check out the Hit app.
Hit FM.
Food Allergy Week this week, a time to stop and think about how we can be, I guess, a little bit more allergy aware when it comes to our cooking. I know me, I'm a terrible friend and don't even consider if someone's allergic to some food. And Alexandria in Taormina gave us a call this morning. Alexandria, what are you allergic to?
I'm actually allergic to eggs, nuts and dairy.
Okay, so that's a whole lot of stuff that we normally have for breakfast. So you would not be eating those things when it comes to a nice Sunday cook-up.
That's exactly right, yeah. But the really great news is that there are so many alternatives out there now, especially since the vegan movement came out. You can go to your local supermarket and you can find so many different ingredients to try and swap in and out for different things. For me, I have actually an autoimmune disorder. So if I have anything, especially in the eggs, nuts or dairy section, I have a anaphylactic reaction. So yeah. I'll actually be shipped off in the ambulance if I have anything like that, which makes it quite hard to find a restaurant that you can go to and feel safe to eat at.
Mm.
But it's very good when you do find a restaurant that you can feel safe to go and have a meal, because you know that whoever's doing it at the time is taking a very great deal of care to make sure that you don't end up at the hospital. One of the things that a lot of people don't think about until you're actually having to cook for someone with allergies is, you know, which utensil have I just used? Am I stirring the pot or am I... I remember a friend of mine actually had her sandwich that was cut with a knife that had just been used in mayonnaise, and she had an allergic reaction to that. You just don't know until these little tiny things pop up.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
You think about birthday cakes, right? Mm-hmm. So with your allergies, how do you go having something as simple as a cheesecake?
Well, for me at the moment, I'm actually attempting to write a allergy-free cookbook. I have an Instagram page and
yeah.
I'm a husband and wife team, and we've got a Facebook page as well, and we're attempting to write a cookbook that doesn't include eggs, nuts, dairy, or gluten in most of our recipes.
Wow. What's your book called?
So it's called Allergeasy.
Allergeasy, is it?
Yeah, Allergeasy. And we're attempting at the moment to basically make recipes, which is very difficult. If you've ever been out there and you've had to look for an allergy-free cookbook, a lot of recipes don't include all three things that you're trying to not have in your diet.
Mm.
We're trying to make sure that we take all three of those ingredients or all four of those ingredients completely out of the recipe altogether. And it's funny that you just mentioned cheesecake, because one of our famous recipes with our friends and family at the moment that was a real hit is something called cheesecake, which is on our Instagram.
Did you say cheesecake?
Cheesecake, because we actually use a coconut cream cheese called cheese from Ireland, and it's made by Butte Foods.
Yum. That sounds really good, actually. So we can follow you on Facebook. Is it the same name, Allergeasy?
Allergeasy, yes. Since we've started writing this cookbook, we have had so many people that have told us unusual allergies we haven't really heard of before. My cousin in particular, she is allergic to all stone fruit, so she can't have mango or apricots or anything that has a stone in it. So it's a bit unusual, and it's also a bit of trial and error, so you don't actually know what you're sort of what type of things you may or you may not be allergic to. But yeah, we've just had so many different things. Another one that we've had is actually something called mammalian meat allergy.
What?
Mammalian meat allergy. It's actually a real deal thing, but it's usually comes from, so if you've been bitten by a tick, you can develop this particular allergy, and you will actually be allergic to most meat products after that fact. Chicken and fish is usually fine, it's usually red meats that they suddenly realise that they're very, very allergic to. There are so many ingredients that are hidden nowadays, especially in our everyday products that we buy from the supermarket. And with the book that we're writing at the moment, we're attempting to find ingredients that are safe to use, or that we can just buy locally at the supermarket. Mm. So we try to use a lot of ingredients that are not too that are inexpensive but easy to find, because especially for allergies, it can get really expensive when you're trying to buy ingredients.
It's expensive just trying to buy healthy, let alone when you've got allergies. But So we can follow you on Facebook. Go to Allergies and see Alexandria and her husband put together some amazing recipes, including the cheesecake, which doesn't have cheese in it. And good luck with your new book. When will that be published?
Hopefully by December.
Nice. Awesome. Well, thank you for joining us this morning, Alexandra, and good luck with your allergies for Food Allergy Week.
Thank you so much.
Catch up on anything you may have missed. Download the Christy and Podge podcast at hit.com.au or on the Hit app.
Hit FM.
Hit FM.